Some lawmakers see DOD's relationship with small business as a way to meet Defense Secretary Robert Gates' goals to reduce defense spending over the next 5 years. The department has invested over $5 billion in the Small Business Innovation Research Program over the last 5 years across thousands of projects. But Chairman of the Terrorism, Unconventional Threats and Capability Subcommittee, Democratic Representative Loretta Sanchez of California, complains that lawmakers have long felt the program has not been getting the full value of that investment. And she suggested several possible reasons for that at a hearing this week, including the limitations in access that some owners of small businesses apparently are frustrated with.
For example, I'm sure that my colleagues are constantly approached about more information about who they call. Everybody thinks there's always some person, that they're just missing the right person's name or their phone number, and that they would get a contract if they could just get to that person. So maybe you can shed some light on who that person is and what their phone number might be, or maybe what the real process is for our small businesses.
Both witnesses at the hearing had something of an answer to that question. In a little show and tell for the panel, Linda Oliver, the acting director of DOD's Office of Small Business Programs, explained some of how the SBIR program works, displaying a set of gloves that were developed by a small Seattle company. She said they'd proven particularly useful for warfighters in Afghanistan.
This is actually a very high-tech set of gloves, are allowing our service people to be able to function in that those high elevations. These were made by a little company called Outdoor Research, Inc. This company is in Seattle, had been in business for 19 years before it thought about an SBIR project. It came in with a discussion of, we had a topic that concerned gloves.
But it came in.
Yes.
Here's the question. It came in. What does that mean, it came in? How did it get to you?
That's
the question the small businesses back at home want to know. Hey, I got this great idea. I'm making gloves. I think I can make them for people in Afghanistan. They came in. Don't gloss over that. They came in.
Okay.
What does that mean?
The SBIR program consists of what are sort of like broad agency announcements. There are general topics we need to know more about. The companies respond to the proposal, and the SBIR program is in two parts. The first part is, here's kind of what we propose to do. This is sort of the concept, and then there's a proof of concept. And the second part, the phase two part, it would be the prototype, in this case, the gloves.
The other featured witness, Dr. Zachary Lemnius, Director of Defense Research and Engineering, heads up the review process of responses from small business. And he described some of the ways in which the department was interacting with them. In many cases, he says, providing access to active field units and testing facilities gives them insights into the tactical challenges the department faces.
To that end, we provided these companies with access to our S&T advisors across the combatant commands, and we've strengthened our S&T engagement to support the department's joint urgent operational needs environment. And because small businesses typically have fewer resources to test and operationalize their techniques, we've provided access to the department's training facilities and test results. One example of this type of access is the Joint Experimental Range Complex at the U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground. This facility allows a number of small companies to test a wide range of technologies in a realistic environment and has open channels of innovation to provide us with new capabilities. The department provides other paths for small businesses to respond to time-critical challenges. These include our Rapid Reaction Fund, our Quick Reaction Fund, and our Defense Acquisition Challenge. As an example, the Open Business Cell uses a web interface to solicit solicitations to a defined set of problems. Over the past several months, we've received over 7,000 inquiries on our website. We're evaluating those concepts now, many of which wouldn't come through a normal acquisition process.
Dr. Lemnius gave an example of his own cost-effective product that was developed through SBIR.
I was at Fort Bliss yesterday and the White Sands Missile Range yesterday with Army units that were training with a variety of components. One of the components that I saw there was built by a company called iRobot. You may have seen it. These are robotic platforms. This has given our warfighters tremendous capability. It's kept young kids out of the fight where they can operate this teleoperated vehicle to clear a room to clear a building, to provide initial insight into very dangerous areas, and quite simply, it saved lives. That was a capability that came out of a small company initially developed maybe 5-6 years ago. It was at the very forefront of cutting-edge technology at the time. I've talked to these 19, 20, 25-year-old kids that are using it, and it's intuitive because it's in their framework. They understand how to use video games, and they understand how to use this piece of equipment very much in the same way. There are many examples like that.
Chairman Sanchez pressed the pair on how delays in passing a comprehensive reauthorization act was impacting programs like SBIR. Congress did vote this week to again provide temporary funding for Small Business Administration programs, including SBIR and the Small Business Technology Transfer programs. They were both set to expire Thursday night. Oliver offered some insight into what would work better than a continuous succession of temporary extensions. She says the reauthorizations create a huge waste of resources.
It's very disruptive to have a stop and start kind of program. We have now, I'm sorry to say, standard plans for what we would do if it were not reauthorized. But it would be so much better to have the authorization of the SBIR program match with practically anything. Our budget planning, which is about 5 years, the amount of time it takes to, since with each reauthorization, usually there are changes. The time it takes to implement the changes and then see how the changes go, measure whether they're good changes or bad changes, again, 4 or 5 years. Or even with the cycle of the SBIR program itself.
The major sticking point seems to be between the House and Senate Small Business Committees and how much control venture capitalists should or should not have in small businesses getting the awards. This time, the small business programs were approved for a 4-month period through the end of this January, while a long-term compromise remains elusive. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.